We are proceeding with the emergency checklist under supervision of GDA Test Director.
Major Mac, I understand you're in a manual drain.
Beg your pardon?
Are you in a manual drain now?
Roger, at the present time.
Stanboard, you're on. Stanboard? Standardization, John.
Stanboard, John.
Stand by for the commander.
Who's on?
This is Captain Merritt.
Why are they going into manual drain on this, you know?
25% calls for it, Colonel Sintang.
I see.
Yes, sir, they're following down the checklist, sir. Sergeant McAllister, advise.
Wow. Okay. Do the line look okay now, Mac?
Yes, sir, we can't pick up any indication. Of course, the camera down in the level 8 seems to have gone out, however, and we cannot pick up anything down there, sir, but it, everything still seems to be normal. Even the high pot air temperature light that we got shortly after we got the fire indication on the fire alarm panel has extinguished, showing that the pot air temperature is back in band, sir. Everything seems to be normal right now, sir, in the manual drain sequence. We're going right on down the emergency checklist under test director supervision, sir.
Have they started draining yet?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, fine. Okay, well, we just hold on here.
Your GOX ball off on the cap still looks normal, and your pressures are holding pretty well stable. The fuel tank pressure has decreased slightly. It's down to about 58 PSI at the present time. However, that is normal.
Okay.
As soon as we get down to the point in the checklist here, it calls for a check in the silo, sir, with the proper equipment on and check for a fire.
Say again, Ray.
As soon as they get down to it in the checklist here, far enough down here, it calls for a check in the silo to determine the condition in the silo, sir.
You mean that they'll have to stop the drain or can they continue drain?
I'm not familiar with this particular checklist, however.
Do you know, Mary?
Test director says that a little later on they have to go in and check the drain to see.
They stop the drain, comes in time.
We have stopped the drain at this time to determine the cause of the fallow.
Ray, were they loaded whenever they got the high GOX?
We were almost loaded, sir. We were a little over 4 minutes, I believe, in the countdown, so we were pretty close to loaded with LOX, sir.
All right.
Pressure has been raised back up to 60 psi. LOX tank pressure still maintaining approximately 4 psi. They drained about approximately 3 minutes in the automatic sequence before getting the LOX tanking panel into the local position. And
you say they drained for about 3 minutes?
Yes, sir.
So
in the automatic sequence, sir, before as soon as we went into abort.
You don't have too much LOX left, though, then.
Well,
I guess, yeah, you get a hell of a lot, yeah. Who's going in the silo, Ray?
Stand by, sir. Starting to hop with safety, sir, and the MFT and the EPPT.
Well, how about some GDA people?
They're not planning, sir, unless it's desired. He said they wanted to keep it to a minimum. Sergeant Hop and the two crew members are just about ready with their protective clothing on, sir. Pressure still, fuel tank pressure has decreased to approximately 56 psi. He's periodically raising it back to 60. LOX tank pressure is remaining stable, approximately 4 psi.
They're going right by the book, aren't they, Ray?
Yes, sir. Right by the book, sir.
All right.
Rapid locks load approximately 3 minutes and 35 seconds, 3 minutes and 25 seconds. That's, we should have been just almost full of locks. Malfunction of the pod air, humidity going in and out. Everything else seems normal. Pressure still looking good. Still getting normal boil off on the cap and the dock vent. Still standing by. People haven't got their protective clothing on yet to go in the silo. Be ready shortly. Fuel tank pressure periodically decreases down around 56, the Razorback. Box tank pressure holding normal. Other light indications are normal.
Major Mac, job control.
Roger.
The conference on 355-3 should be coming in any minute now.
Roger. Colonel Sipdak, you still on?
He's not on this line to make.
Roger.
Robbie, this is Horny.
Yeah, can we get on another line?
Robbie?
Yes, sir.
This is Division. Are you going to put the 355 on another line?
Apparently it's coming in on the command post line. It's ringing here now.
Okay, well, that's probably it. Robbie, what did you get?
Can I call you back on another number?
Yeah, pick me up on SOC 2, will you?
Roger.
Go up to SOC 2, Charlie.